You're listening to House Music News Weekly.
Sponsored by bestofhouse.co.uk. Keeping you in the loop.
Hi there, welcome to the show. It's Monday the 16th of March. You're listening to House Music News Weekly. Here's this week's news. The Chicago-born DJ and producer Ryan Radden, aka Cascade, is getting ready for his first release of 2009. His mix album, called The Grand, is set to go on sale next week on Ultra Records and features many of his biggest tunes, including two versions of his collaboration with deadmau5 for Move For Me and plenty of his own remixes released over the last year or so. In a press release he said, and I quote, "I tried to make the mix represent what someone would hear if they came and saw me at a show. A lot of my own songs and remixes mashed together with music that I love to spin." The Grand is out on the 24th. Our German DJ and label owner Sven Varth has announced his Cocoon label will be releasing a new series in the not-too-distant future on 10-inch vinyl. While most labels are ditching the old record format, Cocoon seem to be embracing it, wanting to introduce, and I quote, "young and promising talents within the electronic dance music scene to a wider public." The first release will include tracks from Matt Tolfrey, Inksec and Gavin Herley. Now, if you're listening from the UK, there's some bad news for you this week. The online Google-owned video giant YouTube has begun to remove all licensed music video content from the UK site due to a disagreement with the Performing Rights Society, who represent music artists and publishers. Every time a music video is watched on the site, YouTube pays a fee to the PRS, who then pass it on to the owner of the song. Recently, the PRS said they wanted a larger fee, but YouTube said it was too much. They couldn't reach an agreement, so the site decided to remove the content. Understandably, it's caused a big upset in the UK, leaving many videos unwatchable. YouTube said, and I quote, "This was a painful decision, and we know the significant disappointment it will cause within the UK." Meanwhile, the PRS said, and again I quote, "We were shocked and disappointed to receive a call late this afternoon informing us of Google's drastic action, which we believe only punishes British consumers and the songwriters whose interests we protect and represent. Talks are apparently ongoing, so hopefully this will be sorted out in the not-so-distant future." And the UK isn't the only one with concerns this week. DJs in Brazil aren't too happy about proposed plans being considered by their government. According to reports, the Brazilian Senate are pushing for laws that insist native DJs must have a license, and they may also need professional training and government approval before being allowed to spin their sets in bars and clubs. Also on the table is that all events must have at least 70% of their DJs coming from Brazil. Many are angry about the proposals, including club owner Facundo Guerra, who says formal training would restrict creativity and end DJing as a hobby. Now, acceptable in the 80s sensation Calvin Harris has just announced his upcoming tour. The DJ will be hitting up England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, France and Holland between the 25th of April and 12th of May. This comes just after his latest tune, I'm Not Alone, was reportedly the most requested tune ever on Pete Tong's Essential Selection show on Radio 1 last month. The DJ will be releasing his second album later this year. And lastly, Dutch DJ Sander Kleinenberg was back in Hollywood last Saturday to launch his 2009 residency, Avalon. Kicking off his This Is Night, which has already proved successful, the DJ called in on his DJ and VJing skills to create an extraordinary atmosphere quite unique to the Dutchman himself. He'll be back in the star-studded town throughout the year. So that's it for this week. Remember, you can subscribe to the podcast either through iTunes or via bestofhouse.co.uk. Enjoy your week. Back with you next Monday.
You're listening to House Music News Weekly.
Sponsored by bestofhouse.co.uk. Keeping you in the loop.